Good morning. Thanks so much for tuning in to KRBD Ketchikan. I'm Maria Dudzak, and this morning we are going to check in with Diane Gubatayo. She is the race director for the upcoming Calamity Triathlon, and she's here to tell us more about that. Good morning.
Well, good morning, Maria. And it is a good morning. Yay, I hope we get weather like this. So you're right, upcoming on Saturday, July 29th.
Not this Saturday, the one after. So you've got a couple weeks to prepare, I guess.
Exactly, because it is, after all, a triathlon. And this is the only triathlon event that we have here in Ketchikan, other than, I guess, they have the one that you can do through the Parks and Recreation Department. But this is co-sponsored with Parks and Recreation, the Ketchikan Running Club, and Alaska State Parks. And the Calamity Triathlon here in Ketchikan goes back to the 50s, actually, and we revived it a few years ago. And with the help of Mary Kowalczyk, we celebrate state parks. So it's a three-event triathlon with kayaking, running, and biking.
And I should point out, a lot of times, some of those types of things, like the Ironman type thing where they do this,
right.
You're running a full marathon, you're swimming a full X amount of distance
yeah.
and stuff. This one is smaller.
It's doable.
So it's, as you say, is doable. You do have a 2 mile kayak leg and then a 5K run and an 8 mile bike ride.
Right. And the fun thing about this, you can do it solo or teams. So we have those brave souls that do all three events. And then, of course, we have folks that form, we have men's division, women's division, and mixed division for the teams. And so if your thing is kayaking and you have a friend who's a biker or a runner, come on out. It's just so much fun. And the beauty of this is it celebrates all our state parks here in Ketchikan. So we start out with the kayak leg at Totem Bight, and they kayak around Danger Island back to Refuge Cove. Then they run from Refuge Cove back to Totem Bight and bike from Totem Bight out to Settlers Cove for the finish. So it's a beautiful route, too, and designed for safety as well as for fun. We used to do it out south around Mountain Point here in Cove, and it's just a zoo out there now with all the tourists. So for safety's sake, we redesigned the course to be out north, and it's a really great course. This will be our third year to do this course. So
I recall also it's weather permitting with respect to the kayaking, just for safety's sake.
You're absolutely right. Last year we had to postpone it a week, one of the best decisions we ever made, because it was just blowing like a southeaster on the original date, and that's true coming up this year as well. I hope
keep an eye out for the weather.
Yes, be prepared that we would possibly have to postpone it because of that kayak leg. But you know what? We get a lot of support from the Coast Guard and other people in terms of safety, even out on the water. Safety is a big factor for us, and we work with crossing guards, so to speak, at the roads where the runners have to cross, and the bike, it's a good bike route. It's pretty good bike lane all the way out. And once you get off the main road there around mile 15, to head out to Settlers, it's pretty wide open for biking, too. So,
okay, so it starts at Settlers Cove, correct?
No, it starts at Totem Bight.
Oh, I'm sorry. It starts at Totem Bight, so then you're heading that way. You're heading
Right. Settlers is north. The finish line.
I'm sorry. I was thinking the other direction.
And, you know, again, the tides play a factor here. We have to not only weather, we have to be conscientious of tides. And I hate to admit, years ago, I scheduled it when I was working in Parks and Rec, and they had to come in. The kayakers came in to Herring Cove, and the tide was out, and they had to slog through mud and guck and whatever to get to their bikes. It was not a good scene. So I'm very conscientious about the tides. And the good news is, too, that Southeast Exposure supports us. So if you don't have a bike or a kayak, they have them for you at a very reasonable rental rate.
Okay, I was going to ask that, if you needed
equipment. And people ask about the safety of their equipment, and we are watchful for that. So obviously, like soloists have to leave their kayak or leave their bike or, you know, wait for their bike to when they go back to Totem Bight. So we have watchers, and people here are very respectful. So everyone else looks out for things. So
I would imagine, and I'm looking at you handed me a poster here. It says ages 14 and up. So this is
a safety issue too. We've had a few younger folks try, and the kayaking was a little spooky last year. It got a little Because they are out in the Narrows, the middle of the Narrows, they're around Danger Island. There's a reason they call it Danger Island, right? But at any rate, and even though we have boats out on the water monitoring them, we just decided to up the age for participation a little this year for safety's sake. And yeah, but you know, they could do the bike leg or the running leg. So,
and I would, I'm guessing for younger folks, you would need a parent or guardian to sign.
Absolutely.
Something.
Right.
And what also do you need? Because obviously you're going to be kayaking, so I would guess the kayakers need certain
safety gear. We require the, yes, life jackets and that gear.
And biking, I imagine a helmet.
Yes.
Certain requirements.
So, I do appreciate you bringing that up. That's exactly right.
Yeah. So I'm thinking probably if someone had questions or they wanted to find out more about, you know, what they should do to prepare, how would they do that? Where would they get that information?
Well, they can call me at 225-7851, or they can go by Parks and Recreation. Aaron is also a planner for this, and they can talk to Aaron at Parks and Recreation, and we can give you all the details for participation. Another thing I want to bring up is if your thing is kayaking and you're looking for a teammate, we have a sign-up form at Parks and Recreation where you can register in advance, by the way. And there's a way to sign up and say, hey, I'm looking for a kayaker, or I'm looking for a runner to join my team. Will somebody make a team with me? And we've had spontaneous teams form. So it's kind of fun that way, too. So,
I was going to say, is this something that is a fundraiser for any event, or it basically pays for itself? Or,
you know, this was set up originally as a fundraiser for the Friends of Alaska State Parks, and we'd like to continue doing that. They're still working on their nonprofit status, but in the future, that is our goal, and it has been for past races. So, but this year, we used it mostly for liability insurance with the Department of Transportation because they require, and that's fair. You know.
Right. No, I think oftentimes people don't understand what it takes to put a race on, and there are expenses.
And thank you for that. And it's really a deal, really, $30 per participant, and we have water stops and the whole thing. It's a well-designed course, and registration, just so everybody knows, starts at 8 a.m. on Saturday morning and closes at 9 because we have to get the kayaks down on the beach there at Totem Bight. But it's an awesome event. It's totally fun, and it's fun for families or anybody, just friends. Come on out and have fun.
And cheer them on. Okay, and again, that's not this Saturday. It is the following Saturday, July 29th. And again, we will post information with this report on our website. But again, Diane's number is 225-7851. You can also go to the Parks and Recreation, the Gateway Recreation Center, and they have maps and other information there as well.
Absolutely.
Right. Anything else you wanted to add?
No. Thank you so much for your time.
All right. Thank you very much. Again, Diane Gubatayo. And again, Calamity Triathlon coming up. And if you don't have teammates but would like to, sounds like they have an opportunity available. It's 32 minutes after 8.